What's up, my ninjas? This is Crystal coming back to you with another episode of Ghost Ninja Raccoon. What is Ghost Ninja Raccoon, are you asking yourselves? Had you never heard this before? Well, let me tell you. It's a podcast with me. I am going to tell you, give you a recap of a horror movie. But as I watch it, in like 20 to 30 minutes or less, I'm gonna watch this shit. I'm gonna tell you all about it. So you don't have to watch it, or you can watch it if you want to and see if maybe like I hit the highlights and you like, yeah, that's what happened, but in a more summarized way. Cause in real life, we all grown-ups here and we be busy and we be having shit to do. So we do not have time to always watch all the stupid shit that we kind of want to look at to help us veg out. So I'm going to help you with that. So I'm doing you all who happen to listen to this a big ass solid. So guess what? You motherfucking welcome. And why am I doing this? Why the fuck not? I don't really have a whole bunch of other things to do. Plus, I like horror movies. So I'm going to watch this real quick. I'm going to record it a little bit in segments. I'm going to tell you what's going on as it's happening. So you're going to find out what's happening like as I find out what's happening. Not like exactly like when I find out what's happening, but like kind of when I find out what's happening. And then I'm going to tell you about it and we're going to discuss it. And well, no, we're not going to discuss it because I'm recording this by myself. I'm going to discuss it as though people are discussing it with me, but ain't nobody going to be saying nothing back. If they do say something back, it's a ghost. And my shit is haunted, and I'm a run, but hopefully no one says anything. So, what am I about to watch today? Well, today I'm about to watch this fantastic movie called Bone Jangles. That's right, Bone Jangles. Not Bojangles, Bone Jangles. This movie was made in, PG-13. Do I really want to watch this? It's too late. I already said it. Okay, fine. Fuck it. I'm about to watch Bone Jangles. It's PG-13. Sad eye. It was made in 2017. And let me tell you what it's about. While transporting the legendary serial killer Bone Jangles to an asylum, a group of police officers break down in a town cursed with demons and zombies. Not just demons, y'all. Demons and motherfucking zombies. The only way they can survive the night and save the town is to release Bone Jangles to help them fight the curse with something much worse. So somehow Bone Jangles is a killer, but he is worse than the demons and the zombies. So the police officer is going to have to use him to help them. Off the rip, this sounds absolutely ridiculous. I am intrigued by the fact that Bone Jangles, the main, supposed to be villain in the movie, is not really the villain and is kind of an anti-hero, I guess. But then I'm wondering at the end, like, if he fuck up all the zombies and the demons, is they going to still take him to the asylum? Or do he get, like, a reprieve? Do he get, like, you know, immunity for some shit, for whatever he did? But he is, like, crazy. Here, they wasn't taking him to jail. They was taking him to an asylum. So they probably should not just let him free out into the universe after that. But kind of, I feel like if you just kill some demons and some zombies, just like to fucking help these people who was trying to cam you up. Granted, he was a serial killer before, but whatever. I digress. I still feel like he should get some kind of like immunity from the crazy house. Although he is a serial killer again. So if they let him loose, he's just going to kill people. So I don't really know how Bone Jangles is going to turn out. It's got some, let me see, on Amazon Prime, it's got 2.5 stars. And on IMDb, it's 4 out of 10. So it's probably pretty terrible. But it's a smooth hour and 18 minutes, which is just the kind of shit I like for a horror movie. Let's get in. Let's get out. We ain't got all day. I mean, I got shit to do. I don't have anything to do. Whatever. I am going to polish my nails while I'm watching this. So if I miss some important parts, blame it on my beautification process. So I'm about to watch Bone Jangles. After about 10 or 15 minutes or so, I'm going to pop back in. I'm going to tell you about the characters so far, the people that we've been introduced to, and the initial parts of the story, if we had any killings right off the bat, just kind of the real quick, just kind of set the scene so we get a good idea of what's happening. Then after that, I'm going to take some breaks. I'm going to pop back in as we kind of roll through this film. And I'm going to tell y'all what happened. So hopefully, I don't really think Bojangles is going to be good. Let me just put that out there. Out of 5 stars, I'm going in at a solid 2 Ninja Stars. If it got 2.5 on Amazon Prime, it's probably worse than that. It's probably really 1 star. But I'm going to give it 2 stars to start out because, one, the title is ridiculous, Bojangles. I feel like that is deserving of a star. And then, two, them having to release Bojangles to help them fight demons and zombies, I feel like is also worthy of a star. So I'm starting out them with 2 stars. We're going to see as we progress through this movie if I feel like it earns additional stars or if we have to subtract some stars. But off the bat, I'm going a solid 2 stars on Bojangles. That's it. I said it was 2017. It's PG-13. I hate PG-13 horror movies. Like, I really rather it's R, because if it's R, then I know it's going to be a lot of killing and it's going to be a lot of violence and probably some bad language and maybe some titties going to pop out. But if it's PG-13, it's definitely not going to be no titties. That's for one. And then it's only going to be like medium violence. So they might not even show like no real kills, but I probably should downgrade this to 1 star. Yeah, I have just talked myself into starting this out with 1 star because it's PG-13. So, like, how good could it possibly be? I mean, it's only 2.5 on Amazon Prime, and I feel like everybody mama rate their shit on there. So, if it's not even 5, it's got 35 reviews. So, out of 35, it's 2.5. So, that's like 17 people thought it was shitty or everybody thought it was mediocre. Anyway, okay. 1.5. My pre-rating officially to Bojangles is 1.5 Ninja Stars based off the Amazon rating, the IMDb rating, the fact that it's PG-13, and that's just what the fuck I'm going to start with. So Bojangles, I'm about to check this out. I'll be back momentarily. It'll be like real quick for y'all. And I'm going to tell y'all what I have found out thus far about this film. See you in a second. Okay, y'all. I'm back pretty quick this time because I am motherfucking appalled. Okay, let me get into this real quick. So the movie start out with like this old like janitor dude. He like at his janitor work looking at a porn magazine and he hear this noise, so he go check that shit out. Of course, when he get back there, it's the killer. His real name is like Edgar Friendly Jr., but essentially Bojangles. He hem him up real quick, like pop him in the face or something, incapacitate him. He got him chained up like by the neck with some big like truck chain or some shit, and he take his nudie magazine, which was called Melons. They didn't show no insides, just the front cover. He roll that shit up and put it in the dude's mouth and then like demolish his stomach with like this big sledgehammer, and then he take one of his bones out. So this is all happening in like right now, modern day. So then a call go out over like, oh, before that happened, you also then next meet the two police officers in the movie. We got like the beard, who is like loser, slacker Randy. He all like, fuck work, let's just sit here on this curb and eat these fries. We these kind of like slacker cops. So we gonna call him the beard. And then the douchebag cop, who was like, why you such a douchebag? You a fucking virgin. Da-da-da-da-da. Clean shaven, typical douchebag. So we got douchebag and the beard. They chilling, and then a call come out over the radio, and it's like, all cops report, like, some fucked up shit happened, 3 people dead already, everybody get down here right now. So, the beard is like, psh, whatever, and douchebag is like, dog, like, they say everybody, it must be serious. So they go, they report, the captain is like, yo, motherfucking Bojangles is out. He done killed 3 people today. And in the background, he's like, Bojangles. And like, y'all know, he already killed 100 people. And he can't be killed with modern, with regular weapons. But we got to catch him. And so the beard is like, the fuck? He talking to fucking douchebag like, yo, let's just kind of tiptoe the fuck out of here. Because real talk, I'm not trying to get killed by a serial killer today. I kind of feel the beard on that. Like, you came to work today. Your job is usually straight chill. And they're like, hey, I want you to go face up to this serial killer who probably going to kill you. But it's like a 17% chance that you might make it out. Go ahead. We're going to give you these tasers. So, yes, the tasers. So, the captain is like, listen, You know, we know he can't be. You don't even have to try to shoot him because your gun's not going to work. He been shot. He been burnt. He been drowned. He been, you know, ate by motherfucking piranhas. He still ain't died. But electricity, you know, he get a little like whoop whoop if you electrocute him. So everybody got super tasers. So all y'all go out, try to find him. You know, Captain want us to get him alive. Most of y'all ain't gonna come back. Like the fuck? How you gonna send me out on a death mission? It's probably not even a real 17% chance of survival. That's me being generous. It's probably more like 7. So loser Randy and douchebag is like, they straight giving like the side eye like a motherfucker. Like, I don't know about this, Captain. I don't know about this, but obviously we haven't met. Oh, we met a female cop who the beard was talking shit to. But apparently everybody think the beard is a virgin. So maybe more is going to come out about that. So based off of the first 10 minutes, I'm already going to bump this up to 2.5 because I like how they got straight into the killing. And even though it's PG-13, Bojangles had fucked him up. So he likes, oh, they did also talk about real quick his dad. So his dad was also a serial killer, and he's essentially the one who trained Bojangles up into the art of killing. And his dad actually said, I had to write this shit down because it was ridiculous. His dad said, you know, essentially, like, don't be fucking with women. He was like, once they get into you and your wee winky, your ass is as good as dead. Like, he's telling this to his child. So obviously Bojangles got like the most daddy issues, mama issues. He got all issues combined together, and that's killed over 100 people and somehow can't be killed, which they can't seem to explain, obviously. But as a cop, I would be like, can y'all call like the Avengers or somebody? Like, how, what y'all want us to do? You want us to tase him? You want us to tase him? That's what you want us to do? And bring him back alive? It's ridiculous. I would quit. I would be like, so I tender my resignation today. Thank you, guys. We agreed to help fight crime, not to help fight monsters. But anyway, so we'll see what happens out here. So far, I am intrigued and actively engaged. And what did I say, 2.5? Did I get him a whole additional star? Yes. So they are up to 2.5 henceforth. I'm going to try to see how much longer we can go before I have to come back. But it was a lot of stuff that happened in that first 10 minutes that was very important to the film and had a lot of detail that I need to get out. So I'll be back in a minute. Okay, so they all leave, you know, to go find the killers. They split up, and Lady Cop tell douchebag and Beard, listen, y'all go this way and we gonna go this way because we don't want y'all to fuck this up. So they send them like off on, you know, the opposite way of where they think Bojangles gonna be. So they go off that way, and then a few minutes later they hear like some gunfire, and they're like, shit, like, what's going on? Let's go check it out. They get over there. They open up some door, and all the cops is dead. Obviously, they got found by Bojangles, and he killed all of them. And so they like, what the fuck we gonna do? Bojangles come up behind them, and then Lady Cop is not dead, and then she tased Bojangles with the super taser. So they get back to like the precinct, and like the captain is like, pretty much everybody dead except, you know, Beard, douchebag, Lady Cop, and we getting a transfer from the other precinct. And a transfer pretty much is like Lamar from Revenge of the Nerds. He got hoop earrings on and shorts and lip gloss and glitter nail polish. And he's also black. So Lamar from Revenge of the Nerds. So we got Lamar from Revenge of the Nerds, Lady Cop, douchebag, and the Beard. So he like, look, y'all gotta take fucking Bojangles to this institution. It's the only place I could keep them. I guess they got the strong enough drugs to keep them, because after the tasing, it was a super taser. You know, he was knocked the fuck out, and they got him doped up on some fucking medication to keep him knocked out. So they need to transport him there. They're the only cops that's left because he killed everybody else. So they got to take him. And he like, look, y'all don't have to go the whole way. The people at the sanitarium will meet y'all halfway in this little town called Argento. Argento happens to be the town that douchebag is from. So he like, what? He don't want to do it. They like, what the fuck? We just dropping him off. So immediately I'm thinking, you know, it's obviously because of the motherfucking zombies and shit that he like, fuck, I do not want to go there. That's not why, y'all. It's because of a bitch. Turns out when this is where he from, when he was in high school, he had a mad crush on her because he was a nerd and he used to get teased by her current fiance, country douchebag, who is kind of fine though. But country douchebag used to call him Dingleberry and like throw balls at his head, and he just fuck with him all the time. But when he was in high school, cop douchebag had a crush on essentially the Lily White lady at his film, okay? He had a crush on Lily White. She's so sweet and innocent and pure. And she had a crush on him too, but they never proclaimed they love for each other, what the fuck ever. So when prom night happened and they was about to, he was gonna tell her how he felt about her, it happened to be on the annual night of the zombies. So that's their story. Then we find out also about this town. Years ago, this town was cursed. So on April 18th every year, it's overrun by zombies until sunrise. So usually the people in the town just hole up in the rec center for the night until sunrise, and then all the zombies be gone. But one of the times that they did not hole up in the rec center was the prom night when douchebag was trying to tell Lily White that he loved her. The zombies broke in, and he ended up being saved by country douchebag, her current fiance. So that's kind of like they love triangle. And then country douchebag always like to tell the story about how, you know, he saved the day at the prom and he killed a whole bunch of zombies and he got a parade, a fucking statue. And so he like, you know, the bee's knees in the motherfucking town. But he is still a fucking douchebag, but he is also fine. So they on the way, all of this stuff kind of happened afterwards, but I need to get that out. While they're driving to the town, before they get there, and we find out all these things I had already just told y'all, they get into an accident because the fucking zombies come. Oh no, they get there, they get out the car, the fucking zombies come. Lady cop and the beard is like, yo, what the fuck? And then he's like, oh yeah, I forgot to tell y'all about these motherfucking zombies. So we think that he was, you know, being shy and she was about the zombies, but it wasn't. It was because of Lily White. But anyway, so we find out about the zombies. Lamar is the one who was driving. He see the zombies. He take the fuck off. He skate. So he gone. They, you know, trying to fight their way through the fog to get through the zombies. When they end up losing the beard, douchebag and lady cop, and they end up making it to the rec center. And then that's when we find out all this other stuff about the prom and country douchebag and yada yada yada. So after they had these, you know, tender moments and shit, they're supposed to get married. They delayed a wedding because of the fucking zombies. And after the crash, Bone Jangles actually gets free just because the car fucking crashed. So he get free. He randomly walking through the woods, killing people who just so happen to be camping in this area on this day. It's the first group of kids. It's like four kids. And then they picked up a random hitchhiker who happened to sing a song about Mr. Bone Jangles randomly. And they was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? He set a bitch up to get killed with a guitar by Mr. Bone Jangles. That shit was funny. He killed that group of kids, and it's another couple that's just like randomly fucking in the woods. And after they done, the dude was like, was that good for you? And she was like, yeah, sure. And then she put her headphones on, and he was like, girl, these past 3 weeks been the best 3 weeks ever. I think I love you, Heather. And she got her headphones on, and he turned on. He was like, oh, you probably didn't hear that. She was like, no, I heard you. That's nice, Sam. Could you give me a beer? That shit was all cold. So he was pissed. He go outside to pee and to get her a beer. And then he get killed by Mr. Bone Jangles. And then she running through the woods and Mr. Bone Jangles chasing her. So she probably about to get killed. Also, while this happened, at some point before Mr. Bone Jangles got out, he had a flashback talking to his dad about how he was conceived. And his dad was like, your mama was like a voodoo priestess or some shit. And when we did it, and I impregnated her. She put some kind of curse or some kind of hex on him. And that's how come Mr. Bojangles is immortal and he can't be killed. But because this voodoo hex happened during sex, sex is like his weakness. And so his daddy is like always like protect, you know, protect your wee winky, protect your wee winky. So he like be fantasizing about women, like all like scarred up or tied up or whatever, doing sexy dancing and shit. It was a brief little titty thing, which I feel like this should be PG-13 with titties, but new ratings, I guess. So Mr. Bojangles obviously gonna have to be fucking, and then somebody gonna have to kill him while he fucking in order for him to die. I guess it's either gonna be Lady Cop or Lily White at this point. I ain't seen no demons though. I just seen zombies. And I feel like, oh yes, the other thing that happened. So Lamar, he walking through the woods, like being Lamar as fuck. And he like, oh my God, a tick is on me. He think a tick is on him because he in the woods. So he take all his clothes off and he just got his underwear on. And he just like, oh my God, now I'm so hungry. And then he look on the ground and there's some fucking Twinkies, just like somebody laying a Twinkie trap. Like it's just, you know, some Twinkies in a row for him to fucking follow. And he's like, oh, Twinkles. He don't even call them Twinkies, he call them Twinkles. So he started following the Twinkle Trail, and then it's these two hillbilly dudes in overalls, and they're like, look what we got here, it's a lady boy. And then Lamar's like, yay. And then the next time you see the three of them, they're all in the bed together, snuggled up, and Lamar's in the middle. They like in a reverse Oreo sandwich. Yeah, so that's where we're at. Lamar's still alive, snuggling up. Douchebag is alive in the rec center with Lily White, Country Douchebag, Lady Cop, and the rest of the town. The beard got swooped off by a zombie. I think the voodoo priestess lady maybe got the beard. Mr. Bojangles is loose. And he killing campers. He ain't even fuck with no zombies yet. So I'm still solid at a 2.5. Like this last section wasn't as exciting as the section before. But I appreciate the backstory. And the random camper killing was crazy. Like the one kid who they picked up, he told the girl, hey, listen, I'm gonna distract them, I'm gonna get my guitar and I'm gonna distract them, and then you run. And she's like, you do that for me? He was like, yeah. So he started playing the guitar like, she's over here. And then when Mr. Bojangles came, he gave him the guitar. It's like, here, use this to hit her, and ran the fuck off. He set that bitch up. She didn't have a chance to be mad. Because Mr. Bojangles did then take the guitar and killed that bitch with it. That was crazy. So I'm still solid at a 2.5. I feel like the next segment, Country Douchebag got to get killed. Douchebag got to say today. We got to find out what fucking happened to the beard. And I think Lamar is probably just going to make it through the night, him and his new country boyfriends, until tomorrow. I wonder if the beard, the voodoo priestess is gonna like whoop-de-whoop the beard into some new like shit. Like maybe, oh, I also forgot to tell y'all this whole time that Bojangles got on some creepy bone face mask. It looked terrible and gross and I hate it. That's all. I'll be back. All right, so the end. Well, the middle-ish end of Bojangles. So after whatever happened in the last scene that I talked about already, they in the church, I'm not in the church, in the rec center. And here's where we find out all the stuff, like that, the detail behind the voodoo priestess. So apparently, Douchebag Cop is like sitting in a rec center. They postpone the wedding. He just waiting. And then this old creepy dude like come up to him and talk to him for like 75 minutes, telling him what the fuck was going on. So back in the 1800s, it was this woman. They thought she was a witch. She was a succubus. She would like grab the people, the dudes and the people in the town, and like kill them up. They was like, bitch, you a witch. You ain't doing that here. We about to burn you at the stake. So they put her on a stake. They get ready to burn her up. She like, yo, if y'all burn me up tonight, I'm cursing y'all town. And it's going to be some shit that happened every night, every year on a night that I died, which is April 18th. And so she died. She burned up. Well, she blew up, essentially. And then the mayor dude, or the sheriff is like, all right, did anybody, like, have sex with her? Because she was a succubus. So if you had sex with her, then, you know, you might be on, like, whatever her curse is. And they was like, no, no. All the dudes was like, no. But then, like, her demon spirit came back. And she was like, rise up, all my minions. And her minions was essentially all of the dudes in town that she fucked was, like, everybody. So they all rise up. They kill up some people in the town, blah, blah. Years go on. This is how the curse started. And so where she get her power from is from a virgin. So she got this dude in the town, Juice Lad, who she been sucking on for 20 years, apparently. And he is the nephew of the dude who was telling Douchebag Cop this story. So she been, his name is Courtney, but they call him Juice Lad because she just been feeding off of him. And so when he telling him this story, Douchebag Cop is like, oh shit, the beard, he a virgin. That must be where he at. So the creepy dude is like, look, the only way we can, if we kill her, then maybe this will break the curse. But the only way to kill her was because we need like some kind of supernatural being. And if a supernatural being is around, then maybe he can like kill her for us. So he was like, bet, I know where I got one. So while that's happening, Country Douchebag has hooked up with Lady Cop and in the back by the foot. And Lady Cop like, yo, be quiet, your fiance. He like, yeah, whatever. Let's do it. So they're getting ready to do it. Bone Jangles come in. Before he came in, he had killed some zombies outside, but he bust in. Country Douchebag is like, what the fuck? Oh my God. He say some country shit. He pull out his gun. He try to shoot him. That don't work because obviously he only need electricity. So Bone Jangles cut his hand off, and then Country Douchebag rip off Lady Cobb's bra to like wrap around his hand, I guess. So her titties come out. They nice titties. Again, I can't see how this is PG-13 with all these titties in it, but her titties come out. Country Douchebag run away. Bone Jangles is like chasing her, and she like, you know, come get me, because she know that he need to be electrocuted, so she about to electrocute him. So somehow she end up in the shower. She still ain't got no shirt on. And she got some wires from I don't know where, but she got some wires, and she in the shower, and the shower's on. And she like, come on in here, because I guess she about to electrocute him. So I'm assuming maybe she still got her boots on, but she don't have no pants. So I don't know how she got her pants off without her boots on, because if she electrocute him, she gonna also electrocute herself. So, but they don't show her feet. So I guess we're supposed to assume that she's either standing on something, that will not conduct the electricity, but they probably don't think that the audience of this movie is smart enough to realize that they would both die. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Country Douchebag gets out. He runs outside. He runs into Cop Douchebag and Lily White. And Cop Douchebag is telling Lily White, yo, we got to kill the voodoo priestess, because if we kill her, then it's the end of curse. If we get Mr. Bone Jangles, he don't know Bone Jangles free, but he like, if we get Mr. Bone Jangles, we get him, he can kill her for us. And then we'll figure out about him afterwards. And she's like, we're going to let the serial killer loose. He was like, look, it's all I got. So Country Douchebag come out, his hand chopped off. They like, yo, what happened to you? He's like, what the fuck you think happened? Like they was going to know that it was Mr. Bone Jangles. But whatever the case, he like, look, you can have her. I know this bitch still love you. I'm about to bounce. So he run to the back somewhere, and he used the electricity, the power circuit or some shit to like cauterize his arm that's been cut off. So when he do that, of course, that zapped electricity out. And it happened to be right at the time when Lady Cop was about to electrocute Mr. Bone Jangles. So electricity go out. She's like, fuck my life. Bone Jangles stab her right between the titties. Right between the titties. She did. Slice. Bone Jangles come out. He chased them outside. Douchebag Cop and Lily White. And then Country Douchebag come out after he had electrocuted his arm. He attached a chainsaw to it, and so then he was like, oh, I'm about to fuck you up, Bone Jangles. But he's so dumb, he accidentally chainsawed himself in the head and killed his own self. So Country Douchebag was not that smart, obs. So they running. He like, yo, we gotta go get my boy. I know he up there at her crib. So what happened to the beard? The beard, she did whoop him up earlier. He isn't like her old brothel or wherever the fuck she used to live at that don't everybody too scared to go to. While he in there, he run into the original Juice Lad who she been sucking on. He like, yo, dog, don't fuck her. She gonna like suck you dry and your soul will be damned to hell. But Beard is like, but I get to have sex though. So he did fuck her. By the time they all get up to, not they all, it was really just Douchebag Cop and Lily White. They finally make it up to her place. And she come outside and she got the Beard like on a rope. And she got all her minions. And she like, yeah, I'm about to fuck y'all up with the town. Oh, no, wait. Before that happened, Mr. Bojangles show up. They get into a fight. He fighting Country Douchebag. I don't know why he fight him and not just killing him, but they fighting. And so he getting ready to kill him. And then Lamar show up with his country boyfriends and they run him over. They like pin him to a tree in a truck. So they get out and he like, oh my God, Lamar, you alive? He's like, yeah, I'm alive. Like, what? So they chit chatting, whoop de whoop. And then Buddha Priestess come out with her minions and a Beard on a rope. So she like telling them, I'm about to fuck y'all up. Essentially, the Beard is like, yeah, let's break up. I don't really want to go with you no more because, you know, it had hurt at the end, which is exactly what the Juice Lad had told him. But he didn't believe her. He just wanted to get some. So she about to kill everybody. Then Bojangles wake up and she like, wait, hold up. Who is this immortal being? She like, I've been like sucking on all these humans for all this time, but this brother over here is immortal. Let me get some of you. She pulled him over to her, like in her voodoo priestess magic and shit. And he like walk over there and he all like, oh shit. And so she like, yeah, with your immortal power, I will be like all powerful. And so then Douchebag Cop was like, fuck. So by bringing him here, I'm about to make this bitch even more powerful. I really fucked up. So they all just watching, by the way, they all just watching her try to woo Bojangles. So then she essentially got him in front of her. She get ready to go down on Bojangles. I guess she pulled out his Bojangles dick. And then he just hear like the flash back in his head of his dad. Like, you know, protect your wee winky. Protect your wee winky. And he's like, no wee winky. And he stabbed that bitch in the chest. And then she blow up. And then I think he kind of like slice her up the middle of her body. And his arm go up in the air with his knife. Which, why he didn't kill Douchebag Cop with a knife earlier. But anyway, at that particular moment, he gets struck by lightning. And so then he also blow up. And then all the minions die. Because then it's the morning. Somehow it's the morning. The brothel just blow up and catch on fire. Nothing happened. It just blew the fuck up. And then that was it. She tried to suck his dick. And he essentially had a panic attack and killed that bitch. And inadvertently himself. And then that was pretty much it. All the zombies died because it was the daytime. And the Beard and Juice Lad, who was still alive, just insanely depleted of juices, apparently, went to the hospital. And Douchebag Cop and Lily White got together at the end. Oh, and Lamar made it to the end with his country boyfriends. Just almost everybody lived except for Lady Cop and... half of the town had got killed because the zombies did break in a rec center at some point. But, yeah, that was it. I should say the acting was terrible. Terrible. Charles Barkley, terrible. It was not good. Like, at all. It wasn't good. The special effects, terrible. 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 Like, the makeup, terrible. The makeup on Juice Lad, she supposedly had been sucking on him for 20 years and he was supposed to be like depleted of juices and he was all shaky and shit and talking in a really weird tone like this. It was terrible. But it was entertaining. I do feel like the end, like they had all of this storytelling and all of this like drag out. Like when the creepy dude was telling Douchebag Cop the story, that it took like forever. But then the end was like, whoop, whoop, whoop. Blowjob to the death. Like, that was it. It was over so fast once it started to, like, get to the end. But all in all, it was mildly entertaining. Let me see. Would I like to give any bonus stars for anything? I mean, bonus star for the creepy dude telling the story because he was creepy and it was gross and I didn't like it. So I feel like they should get a star because he made me uncomfortable. I'm a deduct a star for them thinking we stupid enough to not realize that she needed something to not get electrocuted in the shower. Like,
who's standing in the shower fucking naked with their titties out about to the left? And then how she gets some wires in the shower? She's in the shower. Where are the wires coming from? Like, what are they connected to in the shower that she could disable to electrocute somebody with? Minus a star. So we sell it 2.5. Minus a star for the terrible special effects and makeup, because it was bad. Like, I feel like it was like day one of the first season of Face Off, and this was these people's first time doing makeup in like a intense situation. So all this shit was mediocre. So now that put us at 1.5 stars, and then plus half a star because Lamar made it to the end. So now we have the 2 stars, and then minus a star for the overall ending of the blowjob to the death and electrocution. I mean, it just was stupid and the house blowing up. Like, ain't nobody even touched the house. So we landed on 1 star. 1 star for Mr. Bojangles. 1 star sounds about right. So if you, like, really, really bored and you just kind of want to see something crazy, like, you just, I mean, I really wouldn't recommend y'all watch this. It started out like really exciting, but like overall, it was terrible. Like, the story was just dumb, and the way they weaved all this shit in here together. I also forgot to mention earlier in the film, the person who made Lily White's dress for the wedding, she had a hook hand and an eye patch. So I wonder if her hook is what fucked up her eye. Anywho, so that was Bojangles. I really don't know if anybody is going to watch this. I did pre-rate it 1.5 ninja stars, and it's going to end up at 1 ninja star. So it was a roller coaster ride. It had made it all the way up to like 3.5 ninja stars at one point, but its stupidity just had it plummet really, really fast to the end. So 1 ninja star. I was only a 0.5 ninja star off from what I expected it to be. So if y'all want to watch Bojangles, it's free on Amazon Prime. I mean, it's not free. It costs whatever pennies you would attribute to the viewing of that with your Amazon Prime membership. But it's free on Amazon Prime. Y'all can watch it. And I hope y'all enjoy it. I hope y'all liked this episode of Ghost Ninja Raccoon. If you have some movie suggestions, you can email me at ghostninjaraccoon@gmail.com. And I'll take a look at it. And I might watch your shit. Until then, Ghost Ninja out.